Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is agonies of death. Before starting our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We'll listen to the excellence of Salat ala Nabi mentioned on page 201 and 202 of a 271 page book named Abe Kausar, publication of Maktabatul Madina, and make sure you make a firm intention to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. It is stated, one patient was in the state of agony of death. That is, he was about to die. His friend came to him for the purpose of nursing. Having seen his condition, he asked about the agony of death. I am not feeling any pain, the patient replied, because I have heard from the scholars that the one who recites Durood Sharif in abundance, Allah Azza wa Jal will relieve him from the agonies of death. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam passed by the grave of the son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sam, the Bani Israel said, O Ruhullah alayhi salam, pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that he bring back Sayyidina Sam to life so that we may hear some facts about his death. So Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam performed two rakat of salah beside his grave and prayed for him to be brought back to life. Allah Azza wa Jal brought him back to life. Sayyidina Sam stood up, removing dust from his head. His beard and hair on his head had turned white. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam inquired, how did your hair turn white, whereas it did not so in your time? He replied, Ya Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when I heard the sound of your voice, I thought that the day of resurrection had arrived. My hair turned white in fear of that day. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, how long have you been here? For 4,000 years. But I have not been relieved of the bitterness and severity of my death, he answered. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you observed that Sayyidina Sam was the son of a glorious and courageous Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and he was amongst a few people who brought faith in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. But his hair turned white with the fear of the hereafter when Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam commanded him to come out, and the severity of death was not revealed even after 4,000 years. On the other hand, look at our pathetic condition. Our scale is empty of good deeds. We excel in accumulating abundance of sins. No one can compare with us in disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, passing our days and nights committing sins. But alas, we have no fear of the severities of death. Remember that this stage of agony of death is very severe. Wake up from the heedlessness for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and repent of your sins and fear Allah Azza wa Jal, lest you should face the severities of agony of death due to sins. A best source of repenting of your sins, earning virtues and for having determination to do good deeds is the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Associate yourself with the Madani environment. By the blessing of the company of the devotees of Rasul, you will develop the mindset and a yearning to carry out good deeds and refrain from committing sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, death is inevitable and undeniable. Every soul that has experienced the taste of life shall also taste death. No matter who they are, whether rich or poor, king or minister, watchman or shopkeeper, professor or ignorant student, religious scholar or illiterate, spiritual guide or disciple, Muslim or non-Muslim, whatever the rank or status one possesses, one will have to experience the taste of death. Death will come to each and every one of us and no one can escape it. Whenever we may manage to go in the world and no matter what effort we put to escape death, we cannot avoid death. The subject death has been discussed in many places in the blessed Quran. The Holy Quran says, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, every soul must taste death. The renowned and respected commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated in the interpretation of the blessed verse, whether it is a jinn or an angel or a human, everyone except Allah Azza wa Jal has to experience death and everything is mortal. The blessed Quran also states in another place, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, death will come to you wherever you may be, even if you are in strong fortresses. Regarding this blessed verse, it is stated in the interpretation Tafsir Na'imi, everyone's time and place of death is fixed. No one can escape death through any excuse or planning. Wherever you are, death will approach you at its appointed time, whether you are in high towers, and no matter what arrangement you make is a vain attempt to keep yourself secured and safe from death. You will not escape death. You will still die. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that the day of death is fixed. Whether we enclose ourselves in a well-fortified house or sit on the highest peak, we can never escape death. When one goes through the pangs of death and one's soul is seized, one undergoes the most difficult moments of one's life. The blessed Quran mentions the agonies of death. Translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and the hardship of death came with the truth. This is what you were escaping from. Let's listen to four blessed ahadith about the agonies of death. Number one, Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, the greatest and the most holiest prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, while talking about the agony of death, stated, this pain is equal to 300 strikes of a sword. Number two, the most revered and renowned prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the easiest death is like a thorny branch of a tree caught in the cotton. So whenever you pull out the thorny branch, some of the cotton will tear with it. Number three, the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a patient and stated, I know what he feels. Every single vein in him has been separately affected by pain of death. Number four, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, if a single hair of the person undergoing the agony of the pangs of death, that is at the time of Nazar, is placed on those who are on the earth and the sky, it will cause death to everyone with the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, because each and every hair is affected by the terrible, unimaginable pain of the pangs of death, and anything affected by this painful pang of death also dies. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the state of agony of death and its severity is described in the blessed ahadith, and it shows that the dying person is subjected to the most awful and extremely intense, unimaginable pain. Ponder upon this. If a mosquito or a bug bites us, we keep rubbing that spot for a while. And if we get a slight cut with a knife, we become restless and mourn for days while wrapped in bandage. Now ponder upon the attack by a sword. The wound will not just be a mere scratch, but a sword attack with full force. And I can sometimes hack a body in two pieces. The head can be severed off the body. Sometimes the leg can be severed off. And sometimes the hand, the unbearable pain of just a single strike. Now imagine the pain of 300 strikes of a sword with full force. A hadith states, each pang of death is more severe than 1,000 strikes of a sword. Dear viewers of Madani channel, death throes are beyond description, but some pious predecessors have described them with the help of these examples for making us understand and realize the severities of death. Let's listen to a few parables in this connection. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar, O Ka'b, inform us about death. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, death is a thorny branch made to enter the stomach of a man so that each thorn becomes tangled with an artery. Then someone pulls it out with a jerk and it takes out whatever it takes and leaves behind whatever it leaves. It is reported that a saint used to visit ill people too much and he would ask them about the death. And when his own time of death approached, somebody asked, how did you find death? The saint replied, it is as if earth and sky both are joined together and my soul is passing through a needle hole. All these statements show that there is nothing more painful and dreadful in this world than in experiencing death. It is not the end, because on the other hand, death throes afflict a diseased, and on the other hand, the most critical stage is taking our iman intact from the world, saving it from the wicked tricks of shaitan. It will be such a critical condition. Only those upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal blesses His favor would succeed in saving their iman. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should be constantly fearing a bad death without iman. We should be continuously seeking repentance all the day long and beg for the protection of iman continuously in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. As any worldly loss as a result of negligence is a great concern. Similarly, the matter of iman should be even more critical than any worldly loss. On page 495 of Malfuzat-e Ala Hazrat, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan stated, the person who does not fear the loss of iman in his lifetime, then there is a definite fear of him losing his iman at the time of death. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard about the severe death throes that is akin to 300 sword lunging. Severity of death overwhelms each and every artery. According to a blessed hadith, every shock of death is more severe than 1,000 strikes of a sword. Severity of death directly hits the soul. It spreads over the whole body. Severity of death overcomes each root of hair and head to feet, covering each part of the body. Death throes are more painful than being split with a saw. Death throes are worse than being shred up with scissors. Death throes are worse than being burnt with boiling water. Death throes make the body lifeless by overpowering the heart. Death throes bewilder and perplex the dying man. Death throes leave the dying person dumb. Death throes turn the dying person's color pale. Death throes move the eyeball upwards. Death throes get the lips dry. Death throes turn the fingers blue. Death throes cause the feet to go cold first, then shins and then thighs. Death throes dashes the dying person's hopes. The door of repentance is closed during the death throes. The one who suffers death throes, a gurgling sound emits from his heart. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Allah, forgive us with your mercy. Bless us privilege of true repentance and ease the death throes upon us, as well as bless us with the blessed sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at the time of our death. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom.